welcome to the Kimberly Cloud Show. I'm your host, Kimberly Cloud. So I am streaming from a lot of platforms right now, and I have a lot to say for the next 55 minutes. And I like to talk about my story, if you would have me. And this is my story. This is my progression. This is my documentary, per se. You know, and it's real life events leading up to me running for U.S. President of the United States of America. And I'm only doing it on this go round to as a genuine person. Give me just a second. There we go. As a genuine person to help Donald Trump. Like, I would like to add that a lot of people, they gravitate to him. And what they like to do is they're like vampires, and they suck and they absorb whatever they can absorb from him, and then they leave him to dry. You know, last I heard about Donald Trump, he was staying inside his house, and so he's hurting like the rest of us Republicans. And today, before I talk about what's been transpiring, it's some good things and some bad things. Today, I went by the Lieutenant Governor office, which is very, very far away from where I live. That is located in Salt Lake City, Utah. So it took me hours to get out there. And when I got there, I had the most wonderfulest time, y'all, for the short period that I was there. You know, wonderful architecture. They had a bell that was so wonderful. You know, you like, it's just the bell. No, it's a really, really, really wonderful situation where you are in this facility that's been built hundreds of years ago. And the hundreds of years ago that it was built, you know, it says a lot about the character. But let me tell you what happened to me, a real life situation. I goes in the building, I gets online, right? I made sure I parked correctly. This is how you know people are watching me. So I goes out the building, and there was something that says, you're too perfect. You think you're so perfect. Learn how to park straight. You're in two different parking spaces, all in red ink. So I immediately went back in and spoke with the sheriffs. Big shout out to the sheriff for walking me to my car. And he walked me to my car. My first cool experience with being acknowledged, you know, I don't like it when people look at me like I'm lying all the time. You know, I don't lie. You know, it's hard to explain, but if you are pushed in a circumstance where you have to lie, then you might lie to get something that you need versus want. And that was never my intention. And I, over the years, I have lied, but at the same time, I don't do it to be malicious to nobody. I don't do it to be vindictive towards nobody. I don't do it to hurt anybody. I'm just being real with you guys. Now, as far as telling the truth, that's what I do. But let's say you have to, like today, my documentary. Today, I went by Social Security to get my 1130, right? I'm not faking no mental health illness. I'm not sugarcoating that, hey, look, I don't have mental health illness. Let me go into presidency. Because whether I'm mentally challenged, mental health issues or not, I'm still going to be laughed at. Whether I was smarter than you, you know, I still would be laughed at. But all I'm saying is I went into Social Security and they tried to play me into getting me kicked out. And so I called OIG. I called the FBI, which they were very polite. Very polite. Seeing as though usually they like, we're not taking your call. Click. They took my call this time because I called 3 days consecutively on Social Security. And they really don't think that OIG is investigating them. This is sick, man. Too many people has had their hands on my paperwork and they don't know what I've been through. They only read what they want to see. And I'm like, okay, read what you want, but I know what's happened in my life. I am a success story. Whether you believe it or not, I came from a long history of abuse. I've seen killers. I've seen rapists. I've seen stalkers. I've seen a lot with my eyes. And the things that I've seen, you can't relate. You can watch through a tube. You can sit up there and say, oh, that's horrific, and then go about your business, but you cannot relate to my story. If you could, you would be more sympathetic towards, like, for instance, I have a lot of people around me that are good people. For one, big shout out to BBS Radio for having me on their station. But I'm just speaking the truth. You go into Social Security and then you end up taking out a loan. I had to take out a $500 loan in order to survive. You know what they told me? The system was messed up and that it'd take 2 to 5 business days, which caused me with only $15 in my pocket to have to get another loan. How can you be Social Security and your system is messed up? That is the most vindictive thing. You know it costs $500 to file for presidency. I can make it off of $500 if I can't, if I have to. I done learned to budget my money. But y'all not going to take my money from me because I do suffer from mental health issues. Everybody does. Some is labeled and some aren't. So you can never say that I'm not a proud, honorably discharged, disabled veteran with mental health issues that's very smart, yet have mental health issues. But y'all keep poking at the bear. I'm not going to explain exactly how it went down, but another person of a different ethnicity tried to tick me off. And when I got the security guard told me, oh, it's going to be okay. Just calm down. What do you mean? He has me sitting there for 10, 15 minutes while a big camera is right in my face. What are you checking for? This is sick. It's always this way. I'm not doing this no more for myself. And I'm not doing it for nobody else except the people of the world, of the omniverse and beyond. There are, just like we're struggling, there are people less advanced than us that are struggling, trying to figure out in their mind, how do I get this together on this planet? And yet we're struggling to figure out whether to go to Burger King or McDonald's and get fat. Because that's what I do. I may look skinny, but I've gained weight. Everybody know my pictures. Check the throwback pictures. Only reason I don't have weight on me is only because I exercise. Daily task. But I'm just being real, man. Like, seriously, it's so much my adventure since I left Santa Maria. The last correspondence was with the Santa Maria Police Department, and they asked me where I was. They were the only ones, plus Felicia, that work at La Vista Apartments, plus Aldera, which is in Saratoga Springs, Utah, that knew where I was. And since they knew where I was, they've been talking about doing, like, sabotaging me, and it's showing. I go to Social Security in a different county or a different city, and they try to kick me out. And guess who it is? Another Hispanic saying you're going to get kicked out of a federal building. This is sick. Why do you put them in these positions to do this to us? Even when I'm nice to them, they backstab me. You want to talk about real life stuff? I go to a shop and I ask for a specific item. They give me the bare minimum and I tipped her. I hate when I tip somebody and they either spit in my food, poison me, or give me the bare minimum. And guess what race they are? This isn't hateful comments. I try to give everybody a chance. I'm going through real life situations with me being followed, people tampering with my car in the lieutenant governor's office. Who tampers with your car at a large government facility? That's how bold they are. I kept the evidence. This is why we need Donald Trump. We need him. I'm not saying nothing about Biden. I don't care. I don't care how powerful he is. What I care about is what Trump has done for not only the white people, not only the Indian people, not only the Hispanic, the good Hispanic race that's not crooked or corrupt, but the black race. Nobody knows about the platinum plan that he did. Nobody knows that he did a platinum plan for the black people. Nobody knows that he was going to shut down the government and Nancy Pelosi threatened him. Had it been me, I personally would have shut it down sooner. Very sooner. Seriously. That's just my opinion. Why are we sending money to Ukraine? Why are we doing all these things for Ukraine? This isn't hateful speech. This is honest. Think about it, people. We need more school funding. We got teachers working minimum wage. We got children dying. We got young children shooting other children because of bullying. And I want to teach them how to revert their hostility and anger and push it towards something positive. Because how do you think I feel? Not a day goes by that anybody in my situation wouldn't have negative thoughts about what to do. But instead I revert them. I say, you know what? In this dimension, I listen to God. I listen to God. I don't have time to stalk nobody. I don't have time to kill and go to jail. You know what I have time for? Presidency. So for all of you thinking that I'm going to do something, I don't want to do nothing to y'all. I'll let God and the CIA and the FBI and Homeland Security handle you accordingly. Because like I said before, I don't have a top secret clearance, but they do. I don't have to threaten you with death. Eventually, just like our refrigerator, whatever's in there expires. Perishable versus non-perishable. And one day you're going to have to meet your maker. You're going to have to meet God. And he's going to rewind the tape like I do with people that are of no interest to me and is making my show look bad. And I'm going to show them how they treated me with no respect. And whoever I say I am, I could be the boogeyman, I could be anything. Whoever, if I'm saying I'm a Christian and I take Christian values seriously, how do you think I feel? How do you think that makes me feel when I take Christian values seriously and I get treated like, I get treated more like an illegal immigrant than an illegal immigrant? Illegal immigrants get benefits when they go to jail. They get the stimulus check. They were about to get $450,000. But me, my Social Security is broken. I'm trying to get a new one and change my name. Not because it's broken, but because it's cursed. Even when I had good credit, the government has been doing this to me. It has to be the government. PPP loan, couldn't get it. Every loan I try to get, every victim's compensation, they're looking for a letter from a doctor. Who cares? I'm going to a doctor here. You can't give me that letter. They have not reached out to me in Pennsylvania about almost $5,000 worth of dollars just dangling. But that's government money. I have every right to file for victim's compensation. Every right. And y'all took that away from me. Y'all took my restraining order away from me. And y'all slapped another one on me in Santa Maria. I'm tired of being taken advantage of, government. I don't know what's going on, but I'm not my brother and I'm not my dad. I am a child of God. All of us are. And so after Social Security, that where I went, like I said, I went to the Lieutenant Governor's office, and then I went to the discrimination. I went to discrimination of housing, and I decided to put in my three letters to the three apartments that I was at, which was Downtown West, which was Hispanic, Roger, which was Hispanic, Aldera, which was Hispanic and white women. And I plan on going to Hill Air Force Base and Camp Williams and personally tell them about my stay at Camp Williams with another Hispanic woman. It's not my fault. It is not my fault that you all can't do what you're supposed to do. You come in this country and you don't play fair towards black people. It's not the white people. You look up to the white people a certain amount, but you play the black women. Case in point, Charlotte, North Carolina. A woman got her back and neck cracked. A black woman in Mexico from Charlotte. Your own children are being smuggled. Your own children are being sold as slaves. Is this how you want to live? You're always being monitored. You think when you come over here, you're not being monitored? You're inside of a dome with cameras. Yeah, they can't see you in Mexico. But they can see you here. And yeah, you may get away with several murders, or you may get away with a couple of things, but eventually you get caught. So, you know, with that being said, you know, this is crazy. You know, you got the Mexican president saying that Donald Trump is prejudiced and crazy. He dismissed him as crazy and prejudice. How can he be crazy and prejudice when he built the platinum plan? And I feel everything he felt And then you got these stray people astray and blind, but can't see, that sits up there and causes damage to the White House property, Black Lives Matter, but it's taking almost $80 billion or million dollars out of the Black community's pockets. That's sick. Back to Ukraine. We have, let me get off of LinkedIn. Because I don't, if you want to follow me on the Kimberly Cloud Show, because I'm not going to get my LinkedIn account blown up. Then we got Ukraine. We got Ukraine getting billions of dollars. There's only one baby formula station. There's only one baby formula station in the United States. And we're begging. We're like a trap house, y'all. We're like a trap house. Biden has a gate. Biden has a gate that we paid for $500,000. People are watching over his property. That's crazy. We're paying for his royalties. We're suffering and he's winning. Shouldn't it be fair that all of us win in our own monetary way? No, to the cent, to the, before you get to a penny, we're paying and we're in debt all of our lives. The debate. I have to show you guys the debate. No, I can't even do it. All I'm going to say is this. Next time I will show, I'm going to keep showing that debate. You know, he said by the time if we increase Social Security benefits, Social Security benefits will be bankrupt, right? But how in the hell of it can you send money to Ukraine? Billions. But you can't invest billions in the people that are here. That makes no sense. You're sellout. You're selling out us for your own purpose, selfish gain. It is obvious. We're suffering. We are suffering, y'all. And if you're not, and you're Republican, bravo to you. You may have the house like Rudy Giuliani. You may have the car like Carrie Lake. But they're miserable right now. They're being miserable. They're not being miserable. They're being conditioned as crazy, lunatic, and just weird. And they're brilliant, smart, and funny people. Keep doing what you're doing, Carrie Lake. Kimberly Guilford, if I can remember the Melissa. No, it's so many good women out there. You don't have to like me. I'm not asking you to like me. I'm asking you to do this for the cause. Do this for your children's children, 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 and beyond that. Don't do this for the wrong reasons. You got people like Liz Cheney that was up underneath Donald Trump and agreed with 90% of the things he said until she got what? Power. And then she started what? She don't know whether she want to be an independent or Democrat. But she know she silently, her and Ron DeSantis ran for president silently. So I'm going to loudly run for president. May lose. But I'm okay with that. No other Black woman, 38 years old, ran. No other Black woman, veteran, disabled veteran, mental health that can be without medication, but with therapy. That's normal. Your child go to school without another child bullying them. They fall and hit their knee. What do they do? It's normal behavior. You have a bad day, you have good days. period. Just because you're a doctor, just because you're a nurse, just because you've been on a job your whole life practically, doesn't give you credibility. All I want to say is that I'm not knocking those doctors. I'm not knocking those nurses. But don't knock me for trying to be president. Don't knock me for my dream. My dream is to become president of the United States one day, with or without your vote. I don't need a whole bunch of people sitting up there trying to disregard and discredit me. I just want to do the right things for my founding father, because I truly didn't have a good father growing up. My founding father is Donald J. Trump. And I respect him. He didn't even know who I was, or he did. I don't know. But he sat up there and he knows, you know, they all know veterans. They all know veterans. Especially the ones that has been rehabilitated. And I appreciate you, Donald Trump, founding 45th founding father. People don't understand how powerful that actual phrase is. You have 46 founding fathers. 46 times four. Let me add this up, because it's every 4 to 8 years, right? So some had 8 years full presidency. I will be adding for days. But if you were to add 46 times four, just a traditional 4 years, that's a lot of years, y'all. A lot of years that there's been president after president. That's a male. They done a lot for this country, whether Democrat, Republican, or independent. They are all our fathers. George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, everybody. I don't want to mess up no names, so I just stick with the ones that I can say correctly. So I don't know, man. It's crazy, you know. You got so many things out here with, you know, these presidents. I even written about them, you know, and I even wrote out to President Biden, the White House hotline. I told him who I believe I am. I have the proof. I have the proof. I don't have nothing to hide. I have the proof. I'm just waiting on the right opportunity, because there's nothing anybody can say. It's nothing anybody can say. I'm not harassing them. I'm not threatening them. I'm just trying to run my race, and I'm being sabotaged. You know, you got people like people that I knew for years sitting up there. They sabotage me because they work with Kamala Harris. You got people like Jamar Belly that is using, or I believe allegedly, let me correct myself. There is some type of technology that is being used. And I don't know what kind. I don't want to lose you guys, but think about it. How much have I been through? Have I talked about on my show? For those veteran followers, how much have I been through where you like, is she doing something? No, I'm not doing nothing. I come off every day as polite, and I give them my positive energy, and they just suck it. Just like I said about Trump earlier. The women suck him dry and then leave him to hang. and then talk about him behind his back. They do it on Saturday Night Live. They had a segment, you know, but it's funny because even though they talk junk, it's like that movie where they was like, you want to be famous? I'll make you infamous. You know, they can't go a day without discrediting his name. If you ever look at the headlines or something, if it sound negative about Donald Trump, look at it. If it sound negative about Elon Musk, look at it. You got a richest man in the world with major companies losing $200 billion. Who does that? Who does that? Show me. Who does it? Who does it? How do you lose $200 billion in over a couple of months? And you got a lot of technology. Big shout out to Jeff Bezos, but a lot of technology. How do you lose that much? How do they discredit you? Every time he tells the truth, hey, I'm a 2,000-3,000-year-old vampire, people are like, oh, no. I don't believe in vampires. Vampires are evil. Every time he say he's an alien of a different race, oh, I don't believe him. He's evil. If you don't believe, and I've done my segment before, if you don't believe that aliens are amongst us, if you don't believe that we are being visited, we are like, we're the third dimension out of 11 dimensions. We're third dimensional. So when I look at myself, which I wish I could see you guys, I see six dimensions, but in a three-dimensional world. So what I mean by that is if I was to do anything like slap myself in the face or do this, do that, or prematurely kill myself on camera, I would no longer cease to exist. There, I would be on the floor. There would be a camera showing, but I would be on the floor. So this is a three-dimensional times six-dimensional world because I see a reflection of myself. I see my past. If all those brainiac people, when you look in the mirror and you talking, you're looking at your past. You're speaking on the present, but you're looking in the past and you're thinking, I don't know, between the past and the future, it could be any way. You know, I want to say, you're thinking in the future. And to get to the point, you know, the past, present, and future is a very, very major thing in our lives. What all do? We plan for the future, right? We plan for the future. We plan it. Every day, what do? You take your children to school. You get their lunch out the night prior. You bathe them. You clothe them. You let them watch a little TV. You send them to sleep. And you do it all over. In your world, you can't get mad at me because I know these things. I am a mother, you know, but my circumstances wasn't Cinderella or Snow White. My circumstances was blatantly horrific. I've had my children ripped from my own hands. And I'm not going to get into that until the right time is needed. But I blame the government. And you know who I blame the most during the time this happened? The Obama administration and the Biden administration. If you're evil enough to put children, Mexican kids, that you should be helping Mexico expand their technology, not just their technology, but expand housing. But you're shipping them there here and they're being watched like a tool. They're being watched. But you put them in cages. I know what you did to me was evil. And I will talk about my story in truth. This is what I mean by, if I tell the truth, nobody will believe me. You know, I'll say this that relates to my story. In Baltimore, Maryland, I am an Eastern Star. I'm an Eastern Star. I am affiliated with Who's Who, you know, et cetera, 50, 60 magazines. But, you know, it's just the fact that so many things, I kind of lost my train of thought. That was a Biden moment. So many things that occurred, so many things that occurred with me, you know, from the Obama administration and the Biden administration as vice president and Obama as president, you know, and then Michelle Obama coming out with that sorry, lame excuse, talking about her children and she is being oppressed. It's just sick. That is a sick, vindictive, malicious, crazy thing to say. Now, that's loony. How much do you make? Go to a different island or a different world. Don't be oppressed here no more. Leave. Oh, I forgot y'all at Martha's Vineyard, where when they got shipped there, the illegal immigrants, what did you do? What did the good people of Martha's Vineyard do? They shipped them 2 hours away. And then they used the National Guard. Now, let's talk about Paul Pelosi and Nancy Pelosi. In my opinion on Ron DeSantis, if I can get that far. If I write a longer list, I'm not going to remember. So, Paul Pelosi, if y'all don't remember, he got caught for a DUI. He handed them the sheriff's card. And yeah, he did get a slap on the wrist. Don't y'all remember? Don't y'all agree? The maximum sentence to be locked up for a DUI crashing, smelling the alcohol on his breath, is 6 months to a year. This dude, I applaud him. I applaud him. He got 5 days, you guys. 5 days. And a monitor in his car. Talk about cool. How cool is that? And then the infamous, like, Nancy probably was like, I'm just joking. I could be wrong. Nancy probably was like, you know what, Paul? You owe me. Now I'm going to be gone. And I'm going to be in D.C. Even Elon Musk said there was more to the story. And he started losing money during that time. So what happened was, I proved my point. I proved my strong point. Before I get into more into Paul Pelosi and this crazy story, I plan on changing my Social Security, Nancy Pelosi. It's hard to do, but it can be done, especially if you're being threatened, right? Are you being threatened? No. You like to act like you're being threatened, like me. But ever since you were senator, ever since Chuck Schumer was senator, and ever since Senator Biden was in, which I believe as three demonic people, y'all have infiltrated the government system with your corruption. And this corruption has caused the cartel to flood in our whole zones. Now, like I said before, on camera earlier, before I get into Paul Pelosi, how is it looking in California? How is it looking? They got a lot of bad weather. It's not me. I'm nowhere. They got a lot of bad weather in California. Gusty winds, people losing their homes. Oh, I'm watching. Paul Pelosi, a legal immigrant from Canada came over. He managed to get by all of Secret Service, all of the FBI, everybody. He managed to get through a building that is secure with house cameras. House cameras. Who paid off the FBI? Who paid off this? Whoever watches over Nancy Pelosi's house? But he managed to get through everywhere. He broke in Paul Pelosi upstairs, being a good, hey, he has a halo around his head. He just wrecked the car, but he has a halo around his head. Like, I'm going to bed now. Oh, I'm not drinking. I just got to go to bed. So he goes and he sits up there and he goes to bed somehow, some way. And this guy comes in and he tells him he's being robbed. Where's Nancy? And he says, Nancy is in D.C. He said, we'll call her. Get the B here. I'm going to break her kneecaps as soon as she starts lying to me. Now, there's a lot of people that do some weird stuff. Shouldn't he get back at Nancy? He would kill Paul Pelosi. He knows she's way in D.C. He knows he don't have enough time to do anything. So why on earth? Why? You come there with zip ties and a hammer? Are you trying to build a house? Like, what are you trying to do? Who are you really trying to tie up? You allow Paul Pelosi to make a call to the police. Okay. I can see right through that. I can see right through it. BS. I smell it. BS. Then when the police come, you get rowdy. You get really rowdy and you throw a hammer, right? Hammer time. He probably said hammer time. No, seriously. And then they arrest you and you write a sworn statement. Nothing is going good in your life. You're a pervert to the Canadian immigrant. You're a pervert who molested your family members. And you're sick to me. You write a full-blown statement. A lot of people didn't like you. Let's talk about what's going on in D.C. Have you been lately? People are sleeping out on the White House lawn. They're like, oh, I'm in the White House. Oh, I feel like a president. Where my crack cocaine? Like, seriously. You got people sleeping out on my hometown lawn. I'm from Washington, D.C. That is sick. Sick. House them. You're still sending money to Ukraine and not even housing your own people. Build infrastructure. Isn't this what you said you would do for us? Infrastructure. We've been paying all this money and it's all going towards corruption. Ukraine. Whoo, that is crazy. I'm doing this for you guys, man. Y'all just don't know how much I care about y'all. And whoever have technology to look in my eyes and see that I'm telling the truth. I care about all of y'all, even the ones that don't like me. I just stay away. I don't need to do anything but try to become president by 2032. That's my official goal. You know, I can care about this fluke. This little fluke presidency is going to hopefully help catapult Trump. Even though I know he got money. He's like, I got no woman. No, it's going to help catapult him to help support and ensuring that a black woman like me is helping you. It's helping the black people see that you're not evil. You aren't. I researched you. It's all a lie. Have you ever, okay, tell me this, Black people. Have you ever heard Trump say the N-word? Have you ever heard that? Oh, these N's. Oh, they make me mad. Have you ever heard him say the N-word? Whether he said it behind closed doors or not, you don't know how people manipulate your emotions to where you're saying something to affect them because of your emotions torn and ruined. I've said some things I am not proud of saying. I'm not even going to lie. And I've said some things that were by accident, but I've said some things that were truly, not truly meant for the people that I said it to, but I should have went about it in a more mature, professional manner. And like Jesus Christ said, those who are without sin cast the first stone. I'm not perfect. So that's why I don't look at Donald Trump as a perfect person, but a person that's done learned from their mistakes. He's not perfect. I'm not perfect. Biden is definitely not perfect. If you think he's perfect, you're wrong. He got Trump in his own mansion. His own mega mansion, just sitting there every day, just in his mansion. Who does that? He can't even go to McDonald's. He's like, oh my God, I don't even want to come out right now. Let me sell some baseball cards real quick. Digital cards. I like your plan though. And I read your messages, your personalized messages that I couldn't record. Obviously you don't want me to record them. And I appreciate your messages. We are, you know, with your full support, we are going to make America great again. However, by any means necessary, we need to make America great again. We need that. America is losing religion, and America is being silenced about politics. And if we don't sit up there and stick together and work together, we are going to go to hell. So I choose to work with everybody until they give me a chance not to work with them. So, you know, I just wanted to tell you guys, you know, it is an awesome thing running for president. I'll be 38 going on 39 this year, the next 7 months. Let's see, what's today? 7 months and no, 6 months and a couple of days. 25 days. 6 months and 25 days. Or 28 days. I don't know. So I just, you know. That's crazy. I am so happy that BBS Radio gave me a chance to get this segment on around. You know, I may not make it to the finals, but I'm going to make sure I promote myself, hopefully through ABC TV, hopefully through a lot of people. But please stop messing with my money, Social Security. Please stop messing with my money. Please stop doing this to me. Because every chance I get, I'm going to promote myself in a budget form way. I can promote myself and take care of my bills. And y'all trying to make it seem like I'm over promoting myself. I'm not over promoting myself. I'm under promoting myself. I would like to do a 3 to 5 minute segment on ABC, but that costs too much. I would like to be on Billboard, but that costs too much. I would like a digital Billboard, but that costs too much. It's in my budget. It will break me, but I couldn't be able to buy food or groceries or food or clothing. I'm just being honest. You know, I just want peace. Why, like, do I have to, like, when an alien do it, it's like, okay, you know, an alien did it. He must really want peace. And then you got some guys that's like, oh my God. You know, big shout out to the men in black. Big shout out to the aliens out there that we don't know about. Big shout out to the aliens that even the White House don't know about. Big shout out to every technology out here that's more advanced than the technology that everyone around this globe has. Big shout out to you guys, because I know y'all get madder and madder observing this effed up planet fighting with each other with big toys. Oh, I'm gonna take them out with my Ginzu. Missile. Watch how I take them out. Split them right open, right? I'm gonna put Satan 2 missiles. Now, I'm working with the Kremlin. I'm not in it, not in a bad way. Let me explain myself. A lot of innocent casualties are dying. But here's the politics. Kremlin allowed a ceasefire for what? A Christian Orthodox religion. So I respect that. If I was Zelensky, I would have been just gave up my land, walked away. But he's causing people to die. Those people would never see a paycheck. That all that money that Zelensky is getting, the soldiers are dying, the people are dying, the people are being tortured. And what is happening? Nothing. The checks are rolling around and going back to the government. That's how they get you. That's how they get you. So wrapping up, I talked about a lot of things. And I had to get it off my chest. And it's just one day, you know, it's going to be an honor to meet the 45th, or should I say the 40? Oh, that's such a beautiful number. 83. Sorry, y'all don't get what I'm saying. Only he does. 38 and 47th president. He'll be the 47th president if we play our cards right. They all equal 11. I'm 38 and that equals 11. He'll be the 47th president and that equals 11. So thank you guys so very, very, very much. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you all. 20 likes over here. Come on, Facebook, stop censoring. I want to see everybody that's on here, whether it's 1,000, 50,000, 1,000,000. I don't care. I want to see. Now, if you start saying 00000, I'm going to be like, oh. No, I'm just kidding. But I love you guys. I'm about to get off of here in like the next 2 minutes. So I love to interview. I would love to make sure that, you know, about your past, present, and future. You know, let's see, one last minute, real quick. North, south, east, and west. Look at those initials, you guys. Look at those initials. 5, 5, 5, and 5. 20, which is 2. How do you, that's like 11, right? North, south, east, and west. N equals 5. E equals 5. S equals 5. W equals 5. You can't say north, south. You can't say east, west. But that's all I'm going to say for now. Until next time, thank you so much, Don, for letting me get this off my chest. You can thank you all. Y'all have a wonderful day. Thank you, Don.